In New York, the judge in the Tyco trial has refused to declare a mistrial. He was ruling on a defense request earlier today. The defense argued that one lone juror, who's apparently holding up for acquittal, has been pressured by intense media coverage and by other jurors. Former CEO Dennis Kozlowski and former CFO Mark Swartz are accused of stealing $600 million from Tyco. That's what this trial is about. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand is here now with more. Madeline, what else is the judge saying?
Alex, the judge spoke privately with this juror, juror number 4, and she told him that nothing that has happened from her point of view will prevent her from deliberating in good conscience with the other jurors, and she has said she's prepared to do so and is going to do so.
Well, what happened? Why did the defense ask for a mistrial?
Well, their argument centered on weekend news coverage. The New York media had a field day with juror number 4. Both the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post identified her by name, something news organizations rarely do. The Post has dubbed the 79-year-old the holdout granny. It's called her a paranoid socialite and a baddie blue blood.
You know, you're a recovering New Yorker. This seems like kind of harsh language.
Indeed, a baddie blue blood. That is harsh. You know, even the blue blood New York Times got in on the act. The paper interviewed Dorman at her apartment building. They told the Times that juror number 4 is standoffish. She doesn't give Christmas bonuses. Lawyer Stephen Kaufman showed the judge the front page of Saturday's Post, and on it was a sketch of this juror calling her Ms. Trial. And Kaufman said that front page was probably seen by the other jurors, and he said what was a poisonous atmosphere on Thursday must now be lethal. He was referring, of course, to the acrimony in the jury room that jurors have written about in notes to the judge.
But this jury controversy began last week, didn't it, when juror number 4 allegedly made the OK sign to the defense as she passed by their table?
Yes, it's just bizarre. According to notes from other jurors, one holdout, this is presumably number 4, wants to acquit on all 32 charges and has refused to entertain any other possible verdict. But she, too, has lamented the fact that other jurors have closed their minds to the possibility that the defendants may be not guilty. A single holdout is rare, says Jonathan Turley. He's a criminal defense lawyer and a professor at George Washington University.
It's enormously difficult to sit in a room with 11 jurors and to say that you simply are not convinced by their arguments and you will not yield. Jurors tend to identify with each other. They tend to get along. They tend to have a common purpose. So to be a holdout, you really do see the type of tensions you saw in 12 Angry Men. I mean, what was so brilliant about that film is it really did show the psychology of it.
8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, that's 11 guilty. Most voting not guilty. 1. Right. 11 guilty, 1 not guilty. Well, now we know where we are.
Boy, oh boy, there's always one.
Of course, unlike in the movie, this is not a murder trial, but it is a trial that's being very closely watched, one of the culture's touch points of corporate greed. Jonathan Turley says that just ratchets up the tension in the jury room.
They know in a high-profile case like Tyco that people are watching, that they're going to be asked about their performance in the case and how it came out. That's a lot for an average individual to have to shoulder.
Madeline, if the defense is asking for a mistrial, it must be in their interest to get a mistrial, right?
Well, yes and no. Yes, because now lawyers for Kozlowski and Swartz have seen the entire prosecution strategy. And if there is another trial, they can make their adjustments accordingly. But no, because it appears that if there is only one holdout, their case may be fundamentally flawed. And anyway, it's a moot point now. The jury is back deliberating. And just another note, it's been a long haul for them. Today marks the 6th month anniversary that this trial started.
That's a long time to be cooped up in a room with 12 other people. 11, sorry. Anyway, Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand, thanks for that report.
You're welcome.